Today is July 11th, 1983. This is Joanne Mulcahy, and I'm in Port Lyons, Alaska, talking with Annie Buskowski. Annie, you said that you were born on a fog neck.
Yeah.
Could you tell me what some early memories of the village are of your family? How many brothers and sisters did you have?
Brothers.
How many?
Brothers.
And sisters.
I think I only have two.
Two brothers?
Three of us sisters. Two of us alive. And then one is dead in a fog neck.
Mm-hmm.
One brother dead in Carlock. Mm-hmm. One brother died here.
A year ago? Sort of an accident?
Yeah. All those other of my brothers and sisters were born at the mainland. What do you call that? Katmai.
At Katmai?
Uh-huh. And I was the only one that was born in a fox.
Your parents came from Katmai?
Mm-hmm. I was just a tiny baby.
Really?
And my mother died after I was... right after she delivered me, I guess. And she was only 34 years old.
Really?
And that, yeah. Don't know my mother.
You never knew her?
My dad died when I was... 14 or 15. Carl. His name was Timofey Noya.
Tim?
Timofey Noya.
Timofey Noya.
I was Noya before.
Mm-hmm.
They were all Noya.
Your father's family were Noyas. What about your mother's family?
So my mother's name was Daria, Dorak.
Mm-hmm.
They used to call her Daria.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a picture of her either.
You don't?
Not just my dad's picture, I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Got my one brother's picture over there.
Mm-hmm.
She get a Koenig's picture.
This is your brother? Thank you. Oh, I see.
He died a year ago. That was my brother, Nick Noya.
Oh, I know his name. Mm-hmm.
He was 75 years old.
Really? It's a nice picture. Who raised you, Annie, after your mom died?
As Tim and I were living, I was with Tim ever since I was 15.
You just grew up together, you and your brother?
Around him, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
And I was still around him, 66, I'm 66.
Really? It must have been hard when he died.
They call me babe. Tell me, don't call me babe, I'm not the baby.
Was your grandmother around when you were growing up?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know that people.
Mm-hmm. So, who helped raise you as children?
No. I don't know my dad's mother, my mother's mother, Pabe out on Katma, and not.
After your father died...
After the I guess, they moved to Faulkner. I happened to be born over there again.
Do you remember what it was like when you were young? What did a fog neck look like?
I don't know.
Were there many people there?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know lots of things. Because I was just a baby or something.
Mm-hmm. Did you grow up there?
Mm-hmm.
Did you live in Aleut Town?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And what?
When I was good, I lived all over. Here, there, and all over, wherever they treat me nice. Didn't have no very good place to stay, like nowadays kids stay around. Mm-hmm. A good place, good home, not me.
Yeah. You stayed different places?
Yeah. I don't know. Some were nice, some were mean.
Mm.
First I got to an old lady. She lived in some island. I was 8 years old. She was over 90. He was mean.
Really?
He was really mean to me. She stoned it, you speak Russian to me.
She spoke Russian to me?
Mm-hmm.
Did you understand Russian?
Yeah. I don't know, she beat me up. Oh.
Mm.
He beat me up one time. And I was a kelp. Called that kelp whip.
A cow whip?
Yeah, got long on the beat. She doubled that camp with me too. And she told me in Russian to lay down on a chair and my back up. Took my clothes on, clothes off, and just my pants off. Well, I lay down there, it was stormy, so I didn't know what she was going to do. Before she started hitting me with that. Or did I have a nosebleed?
You had a nosebleed?
I was only 8 years old.
That's horrible. Did you have to stay?
I know, it's just pouring bleeding. I don't know how I stopped. That's how much I was. If I ever had. Oh, that hurts.
Mm, I bet it hurts.
My back is black and blue.
Were you by yourself there?
Yeah. The other one used to pull my ears. My ears used to bleed behind. Work hard.
You had to work for
like
these people?
Like a slave, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Holding my teeth off, poking my shoulders with fork. No lie, I'm telling the truth. I always remembered.
Mm-hmm.
Are they all dead? Still alive?
Those people are dead now.
Yeah. People that used to murder me all the time. I don't do nothing, just
mm-hmm.
sit down, open your mouth, there goes my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Pull my ears, bleed behind.
Were these people that had families?
The old lady, she was pretty old too, around 80, I guess. The other one was 90.
The one
that beat you? The other one was 80. Mm-hmm. There I got to Nelson. They were really nice people.
Nelson's?
Really good people. the best place I ever had, I guess, my life. I got married from there.
Did you?
Really nice people.
Did you go to school?
I was in college since I was 8 till I was 15.
Oh.
But my dad died when I was 15.
You went down to Carlick with your dad?
It was awful.
In Carlick? Why?
Yeah. He was... See, he must have been sick, but there was no doctors before.
You went back to a Faulkner after that?
Got married 1932.
Who did you marry?
My first husband was Walter Kewan, Sr. Then second son was Dennis Pascott, Sr. First on the scene. He beat me up all the time.
He beat you up? The first husband?
Yeah, first husband. The second one was really nice. That's how I get some. Four boys, one girl. Drowned.
He drowned?
1956. Had a baby inside.
Oh, really?
Pregnant. 8 months. That was a bad one. Pregnant and lose your husband.
That was in 1956?
Yeah. Died March, and the baby was born May 7th. Hello, we're born on home, people. Speak quick. That was a shock, boy. From that on, I took care of my children from the beginning of the first of my husband to the second one, all by myself.
How many children
did you have? Just hardly the first one. See, now, like nowadays, they get money, the children, and the first one, I didn't get much money. But hard on clothes. Hard to get them clothes from. Never worked in my life.
You said that you haven't worked. It sounds like you worked a lot.
Yeah, I didn't try a bubble make. Guess I was dumb, I guess.
No, it sounds like you worked a lot if you raised four
wherever
children.
Wherever I stay, I used to do work for the housework. Wash clothes, iron clothes. When I was a girl, I didn't have no clothes. Just 3 pair of church dresses. Flower sack. Flower sacks, that's what we call.
Flower sacks?
Mm-hmm. Insects. Mm-hmm. Flower sacks. To make them.
To make dresses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sew them.
Oh, flower sacks. Cut them, wash, boil them. Hang them outside, bring them in the house, cut them up, so.
I bet they were nice.
So, they were string inside, they didn't have much elastic then. I could. Mm. They're tight and pulling. And I see lots of clothes now, Alice, think of that. No shoes, excuse me. No shoes on. I mean, wear shoes, but all turn up. Walking on their own. I didn't care. Patched up coat on the back. Turn up. Front coat. Of all the coats I have now, I don't wear.
You don't wear the ones you have now?
Kids nowadays, the shoe is lots and lots of clothes. Buried one, throw it away, it's no good.
Life is much different
well,
now.
Now, my kids didn't have baby food when they were small.
What did you
take
used to
bread,
eat?
Bread, soak it in the water, put milk and sugar and let them eat it. And ran out of milk, I boiled oats for a couple hours with lots of water. And that oats is done, I put more water and strain it and give it to the kids on the bottom. That's the way I raised the first kids of mine.
Really?
Kiwa.
You give them the water from the oats?
From oats.
Oh, must be good.
Run out of bread, run out of groceries, run out of food. Cry once in a while. Kids are hungry. Mama, I'm hungry. Everyone, Mama, I'm hungry. Yeah. Now the kids have everything. I raised them all.
You raised them by yourself?
Yeah.
Must have been hard.
I put soap. Go down the beach, pick wood.
Pick what?
To go down the beach and pick wood on a wheelbarrow.
Pick wood?
Wheelbarrow. Fill the socks full. Pack water and whatnot. Cook.
Did you eat plants from outside, Annie? Did you eat plants and berries from outside?
We used to have a garden in a Faulkner, big garden.
Really?
A big one. Potato garden and vegetable garden. In the garden we get about 8 sacks of potatoes, great big one. Vegetable garden we get great big rutabagas. Lettuce, cabbage. The only things didn't grow on me was rutabagas. I mean, carrots. I don't need that small. Something from all the tulips, you know, radishes, and the open.
You okay?
I don't think you make pie out of rhubarb.
Oh, rhubarb.
Real big one. Mm. Rhubarb pie.
That's good.
What's it? Can't grow them around here.
No?
2 years ago, I tried to plant garden down by the other house.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little tiny. Huh? Sure, we can try.
Yeah.
Okay. Right there, after it didn't grow in me. I don't know why. Soil, too much ashes in it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that used to be mixed with sand.
Sand in the soil?
Yeah.
Was it a garden for the whole community,
mm-hmm.
or just each separate house?
Put kelp on the garden.
Oh.
Carry out the kelp. Come on, girl. Grow real good. They don't grow good without the kelp.
Did people help each other a lot in the village, Annie? They worked together? Did you have good friends in Afognak, in the community that helped you?
That's a pretty good friend. I do have lots of good friends, but after tidal wave, no more friends, I guess.
Didn't they come here to Port Lyons?
Yeah, they are now here. Nobody comes around and don't visit each other anymore.
No?
I don't know why. I don't hardly go anymore.
Mm-hmm. But you think life is different in Port Lyons than on Afognak?
I don't know why. I haven't been to Afognak once in a while. But I like this place.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much boring it is, it really gets boring.
It gets boring here?
Yeah, well, I don't care. I like it.
It's a beautiful place.
Yeah. Pretty good place. Lots of food around.
Mm-hmm.
Like deer, fish, ducks. Lots of food around.
Are your children here, Annie?
We make smoked salmon.
Mm-hmm.
Saltfish. Charfish.
Charfish? What's that?
I didn't put up jars yet, now try some.
Oh, jars, fish. Mm-hmm.
Last year I only put up 5, but my back was bothering me all the time.
Oh, really?
Back bothers me now.
But you still make the smoked fish and the other kinds? Annie, are you?
I don't know, they must have hurt my back, and I never told the doctor.
Oh, really?
I had a whip.
Ah.
Help with. But it hurt. My black back was just black and blue. I was just a little kid. Pouring, nosebleed.
Has it always bothered you, your back, since then?
Yeah. It hurts all the time. Especially for bedwetters.
Mm-hmm.
and do nothing, have much work. Not sick work like before, I can't. Not as strong anymore. I was 66 years old. I was 67 in a couple of months.
Yeah, September.
Yeah. I live that far.
Oh.
I raised him when he was...
Really?
I'm 2 years, he's 14 now.
14, okay. Annie, when you had your children on a Onefagnik, were there midwives there then? Was it the midwife that delivered your children? No? Were your children born on a Onefagnik?
Huh?
Were your children born on a Onefagnik?
I don't remember.
You have four children?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are they here in Port Lions?
Not here.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in a box.
Oh.
You mean kids?
Yeah.
The rest are born in a fog night. There's two in Kodiak.
Oh, two in Kodiak.
That was dying. Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Aye. They heard all the rest home.
The other ones are
midwives.
Home. The midwives? Okay. Who was the midwife then on a fog night?
There was two real old ladies midwives. They were both Sheratines.
Sheratines?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were both Miss Sheratines.
Mm-hmm.
They both helped. I looked up. I had 16. I was scared, 16.
You were 16?
I had miscarried one. After 16, I had 17 altogether.
You had 17?
17 kids.
You did?
But some are dead. Very few only. Oh, mixed girls and boys.
Mm-hmm.
And two are here. Two in Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
One in town. They're all scattered all over. But they still come around, it seems. Is she 13? Do you know Mrs. 13?
She's in Kodiak.
She's in the
now.
Hospital now.
Right.
She's the one that used to help too.
Oh, she did.
Yeah. She was a good midwife.
Mm-hmm.
I was sure wishing I could see her. Go see her. She used to help me a lot.
Really?
She's one of my good friends.
Mm.
Really a good friend.
You must miss her.
I sure like her and love her.
Mm.
She's got my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice. I heard she was pretty sick off and on.
I think that she is. I've heard that.
She's around 85 or 82.
Is she?
Mm-hmm. Got lots of girls around here.
Does she?
Yeah. Neither. Only one is here now, I guess there is during town. He was in a flock. She's from a flock.
What kind of things did you do with your friends?
We moved 64 here.
64?
Right after Tidal Wave.
Oh, right. That's when everyone moved to Port Lyons.
That's quite a bit years now.
Yeah.
19 or 20.
Mm-hmm. 19 years.
I went twice over there. Before it was really wrecked, now it's a good wreck.
You went
twice? My house is falling, I'll probably fall down now.
Really?
Right above the ocean.
Did you lose a lot in the earthquake?
Didn't I?
The Russian Orthodox Church
mm-hmm.
wasn't damaged. Were you raised?
I didn't see our church after Tidal Wave. They said it was awful.
They said it was?
Yeah, fucked. Still standing, I don't know, they said it's gonna probably fall down by now. It's just ready to go out.
Really?
No beach road. I mean, no road, I guess I heard of it. Last year or a year ago, I went to Faulkner. It's no use going.
No.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
The houses are so wrecked. Our house is no good. I think to go three over there, I guess. The other end is nice.
The other
more room than the other side.
Mm-hmm.
The side where we're staying, Sunday side, that's a good, great big creek flowing down. The alley down is way better than where we were.
Really? You didn't live in
alley? Lots of houses are pretty good, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The windows are all broke. And then breaking them or shooting them or something.
Mm-hmm. Were there two villages there? Aleut Town, and was there another village?
They called that other side Aleut Town. They called that other end Russian Town. I don't know why. Now that other end talk more Aleut, and this side talk more Russian.
You knew Russian and Aleut growing
yeah.
up?
Yeah.
Do you still speak?
I could understand Russian, but long Russian words I can't. I could understand them, but I can't speak them out.
Do you still?
I had an aunt, she used to talk in Russian.
Who used to?
My aunt used to talk in Russian. He's dead also. He lived in Carl.
Do you still speak Aleut to your friends?
Yeah, some do. Some talk Russian. Mixed Russian and Aleut.
Mixed Russian.
He used to talk Russian.
Did he?
Read Russian books.
Your brother.
Brother.
When your brother was...
He was a good singer in church.
Oh.
Russian Orthodox Church.
They used to sing in Russian?
To go to the choir all the time.
Was the service...
His name is Nick Noya, the other one was John Noya.
John Noya?
Mm-hmm. Has two daughters here, Tayo and Helen White. Well, five grandchildren. The other one has three, the other one has two. He used to speak all kind of language, but tried to teach me, I didn't learn.
Russian? Did you speak Aleut growing up?
Yeah.
What were the schools like?
My dad was Aleut, I guess.
But when?
My father was Aleut, I guess. Regular Aleut. I don't know about my mother.
You didn't know your mother?
My dad used to talk Aleut to me all the time.
Did he?
Aleut language. Sometimes I can understand and he asked me what it means. In English. Tell me what it means. From that on, I start looking at it. My dad's Aleut language is a little bit different than mine.
Your father?
When I talk.
It was?
Yeah.
Huh.
A little bit different than the way I talk. He's the one that's from Manland, I guess. Katmai.
Oh, from Katmai.
Mm-hmm.
How about in Karlik? Did they speak the same language? When you lived in Karlik? Yes?
Sure missed him if he wasn't alive, I would come up.
Did he live nearby?
Yeah. Died in the banya.
He died in the banya?
Team bat banya.
Really?
Heart attack.
Oh, heart attack.
That's a little... Small banya by his place.
Really?
That's where he died. Mm-hmm. Heart attack.
Sad. Do you have a banya here at your house?
No.
No, you don't use it anymore?
That's when it's 75 years old. Turned 75 February 22nd.
His birthday would have been February 22nd.
His grandson.
That's a grandson with him there. He's cute. Annie, when you lived on a fog neck, did people from Aleut Town and Russian Town do things? Did they do things together? and get together. Yeah. Mm.
He lived in Carlock for a while. From there he moved to Auckland.
Oh, your brother Nick lived in Carlock too? Was he a fisherman?
Not long after he came from Carlock, I went to Auckland.
Oh, okay.
And did then he? From there we moved here.
Oh.
He was married twice.
You were close to him.
Mm-hmm. I used to call him Uncle Nick.
Call him what?
Uncle Nick.
Uncle Nick.
My boys and girls, Uncle. Call him Uncle Nick. There'll be lots of berries around. Lemon berries.
Soon, I think.
Even little tiny bushes are all red.
Mm-hmm. Do you make jelly or jam?
Oh, yeah. I made some last year.
Mm-hmm.
No, year before. Last year there was no berries.
I heard that.
There's only one I found.
Really?
This year's going to be lost.
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice. Do they have other kinds of berries here? Russian berries?
Yeah, there is Russian berries. We found some 2 years ago.
Did you?
Big pickle.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter made the jelly out of them. Said they didn't taste too good. I guess to be able. They look good, I like them.
Yeah.
Whole bunch on the other side of the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And a big valley full of Russian bears. Ruski Malina. And the bears. Red berries, alachnut. Red berries, alachnut.
That's what they're called?
A little language sounds funny, I guess, who talks English.
No, I think it's a pretty language. Sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a nice language.
I guess all kinds of little language. Last year when I was in the hospital, there were some regular Aleut people that were talking. I couldn't even understand.
They were from the Aleutians?
Oh.
Were they?
Yeah.
You didn't know what they were saying?
No.
It's a different language there.
Our Aleut language is easy.
Is it?
The others are hard. I can talk by my Aleut language, but I can't talk to others.
Mm-hmm.
I could understand them, but I can't tell them back what it means.
Mm-hmm.
I have to speak it out in English.
Mm-hmm.
That's really hard.
Mm-hmm. Do you speak Aleut to your friends here in Port Lyons?
Hmm?
When you get together with your friends, like Mary Sheraton, do you speak Aleut with old friends?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of her little kids used to talk Aleut. popped. Powering away.
But they
talk neck and no harbor, I guess. People talk neck or eyes.
A fog neck and old harbor?
Yeah, that's the island, I guess, for in a fog neck. An old, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about Carluck, Annie? What about in Carluck? You don't know?
Oh, yeah. When did you come?
Just today.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. It was a little bit foggy.
Oh, yeah. Your life's pretty good. It's usually foggy all the time.
It is?
Pretty good this time.
Mm-hmm.
We sure having a lot of rain this summer. Hardly any fine red or sunshine.
Yeah.
I got another house down there. Bigger one.
A bigger house? Mm.
Four bedrooms.
Oh, really?
So there was four bedrooms, but we made one. Three bed, big bedroom.
Does one of your children live there?
Sure enough, two of them. Two here.
Oh. Nice.
I like the house, but I don't like the place too lonesome up here. For me, not for them to go all over.
Can you go out here and pick berries up in here? All around here? Mm-hmm.
Go all around from here. Go down to it. Go to the creek. Go around. No. Mm-hmm. Go uptown. Go across. Called Cosme. Because of his house is across. My daughter is living across this much.
Oh, okay. Across it, you think?
Yeah, double the stuff. My picture old.
Oh, okay.
It has one more son now. Yeah. He will be 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
You have a lot of grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. I like babies.
You like babies?
I love kids.
You raised a lot of them.
I like babies. Especially like when they're small.
And you're Julie's aunt, or Denise's aunt, Denise Kanagan, you're her aunt also? Mm-hmm.
It's just the one that's no good at.
This is Joanne Mulcahy. Today is July 11th, 1983, and I'm talking with Annie Baskovsky in Port Lyons on Kodiak Island.